your CEF mobile.
Yep, W, good afternoon, Andrew.
Figured you'd be home by now.
Yeah, I'm going out to eat to the Mexican place over in Taylor's.
Sounds really good.
And in the upstate, for sure.
Thanks.
Good name, Patrick.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm doing good. Heading up the mountain now.
Today, stayed dry anyway.
And it wasn't too hot today. I mean, it's a little warm, but it ain't near what it has been.
Today, with the top down on the Jeep.
Definitely be a good day for that. Andrew, did you have a good day?
Man, I can't really complain. Ended with a stupid meeting with a bunch of retards. But yeah, other than that, it was good. Mark sent for the additional meeting.
Giving you more work, did you?
I'm sure they will. It's coming before long.
Keep it my position now. I just have to worry about Ken.
Here's where I definitely would like that myself. And give me a truck. I'm going to drive around and sell tools. That'd be the way to go. It'd be hot, though, sometimes.
Where I'll rent you here for long.
Those were nuts.
You can talk to people. You can do it. The tools will sell themselves.
I just don't know what a pain is until you've worked in stacks.
One job I've never had is a waitress or a waiter. Never had anything to do with that. I was a busboy for a little while in high school.
Andrew, go ahead.
I said I was never had anything to do with being a waiter, but I was a busboy, so no, I don't know what anything about that job.
Share kitchen work and busing. No, I wasn't a waiter, though. But, and as I say, and they say the grass is greener on the other side because that's where all the crap's at, so.
KN4TFW.
Sounds about right. Sorry, guys, I'm going to do that four-way up here at the Dollar General.
To the road. I don't blame you for that.
Go down that business 85, NED.
Help it, but, I mean, I do from time to time.
They're going to be closing it there from Heron Circle down there to New Cut Road for about 2 years to work on the bridge.
Pretty major right there. The whole business 85 is going to be shut down?
Circle down there to New Cut.
That was already a mess. That's going to add more traffic on top of it.
Early enough. Earlier, make beat the traffic.
Glad I don't have to deal with is 85 KO4 HKX for ID.
Put on, is it the kind that has the same combos and then they got a lunch combo and then they have the other stuff, or is it like a real kind of authentic Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, it's authentic Mexican restaurant. It's just past the Walmart in Taylor, same side, called El Matador. They're only open from 5 to 9 or 10. Or 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 or 10, 5 days a week. They're closed on Sunday and Mondays.
I've heard good things about Willy Taco, but then I've heard bad things because they got such weird tacos.
After this one, you'll be back for sure. I'd ask Ed about it. We all ate there one time, and it was awesome.
Do that again sometime since I didn't make it last time.
I might say 73 to you guys. Hope you have an awesome evening because we have arrived and we're going to go get us some Mexican before they get crowded. So you guys be good and have a good one. KN4TFW.
You can have a good dinner. And 73 to you, and I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HK. And I'll be here for a little while, Andrew.
Ken, have a good one. You and the wife enjoy your Mexican this evening. 73 KO4CES.
You do down at the BMW place.
Well, I am a section leader, which is basically your floor manager, your first level. So I've got 40-something associates that work for me, and I've been doing that for probably the last, I'm losing track of it now, it's 4 or 5 years now, but I've been out there a total of 21 years. Most of it was all on assembly, building cars.
Did you wish you could go back to just simply building cars and not having to think about it?
Definitely the one plus side is, you know, you really didn't have to take anything home with you. When you left work, and you went home and spent time with family, and now I don't quite have that pleasure. I mean, I still get to go home, but there's always that lingering. Even when I'm gone, I'm still responsible for the area.
It's tough sometimes to get away. That's like me getting away right now. I'm never fully away from this business. It's like I'm attached to it all the time.
See that? Because, I mean, basically selling tools, that's your livelihood. You know, if you're not doing it, not thinking about it, I mean, yeah, I could definitely understand that. I mean, there's times where I think about doing something else, but dang, I've been there so long now, I really don't know what else to do.
For HKX, Friday, yeah, you probably got a pretty good actually utilize it.
It's too bad. We've lost some things over the years, so it's not quite as good as when I started. Like, you know, we used to have pensions. They did eventually freeze that, which I knew that was coming. I mean, very few Fortune 500 companies have pension plans and stuff, so that was all coming. But, you know, still, I definitely can't complain about it. But, yeah, things change over the years.
After you got some kind of profit sharing or something like that, or 401k you've been investing in for a while, you're probably getting close to where you can actually benefit from that and not have to work full time all the time there.
But retirement's still so far out, it's hard to even consider what it's going to be like. I'm 40, shoot, 42. So I still got a while before I even get to consider that. So I'd have to put in another 20-something years before I'd even think about it.
I'm right there with you. I'm just 46, so I'm not too far in front of you.
It'll be good once I get there. There's just times where I've been there so long, I'm just like, man, I just love to do something else. You know, I'd love to be out on my own or something and just don't know what to do, and it's just, that'd be a scary step to take, you know?
I know, I've done it twice. This is the second time I've owned my business, so it's definitely a scary step, but as long as you plan for it and, you know, do the best you can do, that's all you can do, so.
One time, man, I can't remember how long ago it was so long. I spent a year on my business plan, and I was going to open up, yeah, kind of like a GameStop, you see those? But it was more, it was kind of a cross between that and more of a retro, so you could buy older stuff. You know, people are in the nostalgic stuff. And it was a pretty good deal, but then it kind of fell apart at the end. All the people that were going to supposedly do it with me were like, oh, no, I can't get any money. I'm like, well, what did you think was going to happen? You needed money.
That's one of the reasons when I quit turning wrenches this last time. I owned my own repair shop for a while with a business partner, and I learned a lot then. I wanted no more part of that. I will do it on my own if I'm going to do it. And that's the reason I chose this as a franchise. You get a little bit of help from somebody and guidance, but you're still your own person. You got the final say in what happens out here.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And in all honesty, that's what I was going to buy into, was a franchise. But yeah, all the people that I had, two other guys I was going to do it with, and they were like, yeah, it's a great idea. And I mean, I get off work and I go straight down to the the business office in Farmburg, and I'd sit down with a guy, and we'd go through my business plan. And then when it was all said and done, and it came time to actually start going talking to the bank, you know, that's when you start needing your, lay out your assets, what you got, and how much you can afford. And they were like, oh, yeah, my credit sucks, or I ain't got the money to put down on anything. It's like, okay, well, we're done.
Trust me, I understand. And then that's when I looked into the Matco thing or the tool truck thing. I don't know, probably 10 years before I actually did it. And I found out what I had to have and what it would take to get started. And I started working toward that point. And now I finally made it here, and here I am now. Not doing too good right now, but I'll make it back, climb back out of this hole.
I guarantee. I'm sure you will. Is it more of the truck, or is it just because of COVID?
Simply because I don't have a truck and I can't carry everything with me like I want and display it, because this is very much an impulse buy business, or, you know, they're working on something right now and they need it right now. So that's kind of the way the business model works. But COVID has hit some in my area, and it's different for every part, or every route is different.
See that. And then, you know, to compete with the Amazons or whatever else online, if you don't have it right then and there, I can definitely see that. Because most people, if you got to tell them you got to order it, then they can probably just figure they can do the same thing. So,
kind of the way it works. If you got it, you'll sell it. So you have to tie up quite a bit of money in inventory, and then the trucks, obviously, because they're not cheap. It's like buying a house.
I can believe that. Shoot, I've actually thought about now, maybe even some investment property, because, I mean, I hate to say it, as much as it sucks, you know, with the whole foreclosure thing getting ready to happen and people still out of work, there's probably a good chance you can actually buy some property for cheap.
I've been monitoring that foreclosure thing a little bit myself, and I think it's getting ready to look worse than 08 did.
Unfortunately, I believe so too, because, I mean, people been, they just been living off those checks, and now those getting ready to end, and, you know, some people just don't have a desire to really want to go back to work because they're so scared or for whatever reason, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to pay your bills.
Somebody was telling me today, old Biden extended the unemployment from the federal part of the government anyway.
That don't surprise me a bit. I mean, I get it. There's plenty of people that need it. But at the same time, there's a lot of businesses that need people to come back to work.
About that, they need some people that will actually get there and show up. That's one of the hardest things I deal with, is finding people that are actually at work. You know, the 8 to 5, you can forget that. It might be 9 to 4 or 9 to 3 with a 2-hour lunch.
And now, man, everybody's struggling to find people. Even we struggle. I mean, it's not been horrible because there's so many different, I guess, I don't know how wide MAU, the temporary agency. I know they advertise in a lot of different states, so they pull people from all over, but, you know, still, I mean, it's hard to get a hold of people and get them in the door.
My son works for MAU up here in Hendersonville, inside a plant, too, so he's the, what do they call it, the floor supervisor or whatever they are for the shift.
Most of our MAU don't get to really hold positions on the floor at all.
Who is actually running a whole section of the plant inside of Kimberly-Clark, I'll just go ahead and say it. And that's where you get, that's how they hire you on to into Kimberly-Clark, is through that process. Well, he made it into management, and the MAU wants to keep him because he's done such a good job. He ain't been 21 years old, been there just a little over 2 years, but it's because of his work ethic. He shows up for work every day and actually does his job.
That, and that's pretty awesome right there. I mean, 21 years old, already in a management position, that's, I mean, if anything, that's, you know, he's building up his skills for anything else he wants to do later on.
So that's what I told him, just go in there and get the experience, do what they tell you to do, and whatever they ask, you know, you go do it. And you'll always have that experience. That's something they can't take away from you.
Because, I mean, you know, just kind of building stuff or putting stuff together is not necessarily experience, but, I mean, you know, like the management side of it or whatnot, that's definitely good experience that you can use somewhere else. KO4, see ya.
Great kick. Well, Andrew, I'm coming into the black hole of Henderson County up here, so I'm going to say 7-3 until I get out the other side, and I'm sure you'll be at home by then. So you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good to you as always. 7-3 to you, be safe on your way home. And hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. And yeah, I'm pulling up in the driveway now. So this is KO4 CF, and I will be clear. 7-3.
Dallax Mobile Monitoring.